This is Layla Silvera calling from base camp. I have to spend most of my time by the radio getting calls from Camp 2, Camp 3, Nante Bazar, Pembroche, and even the summit of Lobuche. Me and Makasi, our climbing starter, who endured an avalanche on the Lhotse face a couple of days ago, arrived at base camp last night. He seemed fine, but he's still feeling dizzy, numbness in and around his left ear, and of course he seemed shocked of such a close call. He left early this morning and made it quickly to Ferrishill, where the doctors of the Himalaya Rescue Association examined him. He's now resting at home in Pembroche, and if the symptoms don't disappear by tomorrow, he'll go to see Dr. Jean, our friend, at the Kundi Hospital to do some further exams. Meanwhile, I just got a call from Lakpa from Camp 3. Camp 3 is established, and Wally plans on leaving Camp 2 tomorrow morning with the team to spend one night at Camp 3, where, according to him, is the headache camp. Well, being at 7,550 meters, quite understandable. It's the last camp before the South Call when they start sleeping on oxygen. Graham Ekins also called from the summit of Lhotse, where he did a very fast, successful solo ascent. Actually, he almost ran to the summit. It took him 5 hours from the Echo Lodge at Lhotse Village to the summit. He was amazed with the views, and he couldn't have chosen a better day. The weather has been fantastic in the Everest region. Not a single cloud in the sky for the past few days. Michael Fagan, who helped us with our weather forecast back home, is amazed how dry it is. On his last email, he said that he wished he was doing the first forecast from base camp. Well, we're here in base camp looking forward to everyone's return, especially the climbing team, who have been up in Camp 2 for 5 days and won't return for 3 more days, when they're planning on going down the valley for some rest, extra oxygen, and get themselves prepared for the summit attempt. Karsan, our base camp cook, is also preparing a menu for their arrival. I know that sushi, which is one of his specialties, is going to be the appetizer, which I love that. And, of course, wasabi, anyway. I have to say, the life of base camp could not be any better. I'm sitting here in my tent watching Young Temba, our base camp starter, work with the other Sherpas on rebuilding the floor of our communication tent, where the glacier underneath is kind of melting because all this heat makes the floor uneven. Anyway, of course, in the background, we have the Nepalese song, Who Doesn't Stop, playing from our only neighbors, the FPTC, and watching with the avalanches on Pumori. Well, as I said, life could not be any better. Bye.